of course, absolutely gutted and angry, because again, up to 79 minutes, I think that first goal went up to that point, we were dominant. We should have been 3 or 4 up. The opportunities we created and passed up, but ultimately football can come back to haunt you if you don't take your opportunities, and that's exactly what happened. So you have to give credit to Dunfermline for that. They stuck in the game, they kept themselves in the game, and then they took their opportunities when they came. It was a stupid decision for our defender to give away the free kick in the first place. It was going all by him anyway, I don't know why. But anyway, and a goalie can maybe do a little bit better. And then we lose a goal from our own free kick around your box. So two 20-yard shots and we end up losing the game 2-1, which we were dominating for up to 80 minutes approximately. So it's very frustrating, yes.
Couldn't it be tighter now?
That's it, it's all in the melting pot now. We're just trying to keep it exciting for everybody. I wish I could say that and with a straight face, but listen, ultimately, that game there, with 11 minutes to go, we're almost secured the championship status. Now, listen, we've got a fight to fight and let's see where we go. Should be fun in games anyway. It's always fun in games with big Yogi's teams anyway, so let's see where we go. No, we've got to harness that 80 minutes. That's what we've got to focus on. We can't focus on the last 10 minutes. We've got to understand what's gone wrong, but we've got to focus on the prior 80 minutes. And if we do that, and for long spells, the previous game, second half against, or 70 minutes against Inverness last week, Morton second half, we've proved we're certainly comfortable in this level of football. So, but it's all about proving it. Yeah, he's not just talking about it; it's proving it, and we proved it for short spells. But games last 90 minutes, and we've been done in the last 10 minutes. So we deal with that. Listen, ultimately, from my point of view, my ideal scenario would be Dunfermline and Ayr United to stay up in this league. That's what I want. So I've got a lot of good memories here. It's a fantastic football club, great supporters, but I would rather it was us that stayed up and you guys have to go through the playoffs. I apologise for that, but that's the way I would prefer. Thank you guys. Thanks very much. Thank you.